Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Tyler Stanley with Brain Damage Radio. Welcome to Totally Traumatic Brain. Today, I kind of put up on the studio board there. You can see what I kind of planned for today, but I am having technical difficulties, so I'm switching. And these are good technical difficulties. I bought an iPad Pro. My computer's just kind of died out, and I hadn't planned on spending money at this point. I was kind of saving up to figure out what to do next about my computer situation. And I actually happy to say, it is the most amazing technological advance of any electronic computer item I have ever enjoyed, and I've had them all. And that made me kind of think, I'm going to be a little off today with kind of tangents a little bit more than kind of sticking with kind of the script. I know last week I did newsroom segment, which I love to bring back. I think I'll have something, try and have something on that regard every week. The Higher Potential, I am going to get a chance to read a little bit from that. So I will stick kind of to the scope of finishing with last week's items. But I did want to kind of talk about computers because, you know, we will be talking about compensation tools here. Maybe even many times over, I will introduce my compensation tools. The thing we may not get to is building the book. Because of my technological issues this morning and yesterday, over the last actual couple of days, I wasn't able to devote the time to that. So I think what we'll do is we'll do that, do everything following up, but we'll build the book next time. It's the IAM book. And so a couple of things I just want to say that, you know, the iPad Pro, but compensation skills in a computer, what could be better than a computer to compensate? And I mean compensate for so many things. Let's just look at a computer and how it can correct grammar and spelling and margins and letter writing and tone. You can set it for formal, informal, general, professional. Counting words, if you have to write a 300-word essay, count your words, your characters. So we're talking about a brain. And no brain would I rather have an Apple computer, and I think they should actually pay me for this. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When I was in that student learning disabilities program at Ventura College way back when, I don't even know how many years I spent there. It was so long I was growing old in community college. I mean, I was going to be there because I kept, it's like Groundhog Day, I kept going into the class Stupid Math, and I'd go in there, and I wouldn't remember my name, and I would break out in tears, and I would run. And I felt like that was my life for so long. I could not, my brain did not function. Well, there was a woman there, and I wish I could remember her name. She was a PhD there. Running the student disabilities program, and she, instead of having PC computers, you know, those awful black things that sit around everywhere, and they are dinosaurs. They're as much a dinosaur today as they were when they were developed. You know, sorry, Gates, but, you know, you don't have it. You should have never left Apple. My tool is an Apple computer, and at that time, that was the most crucial time in my entire life. That was one of those moments, we have many of them, one of those moments that it shapes your future. And like I said, had somebody set me on a PC, I would have never learned it, and I would have thought it was me. And so she had, Apple had donated all these computers. Let's see, when was this? I was in that community college. When was that year? Well, if I take time to try and remember that, I'll lose my thought presently. So it's not important. A long time ago. So there were Apple computers, and I remember a floppy disk and all of that. So that's going back. And I remember grammatic text, something like that. It corrected my, and I wish I had copies. I may in storage, but I would love to see what I wrote back then on that floppy disk and look at the level of legal brief writing I do today. That would just probably blow my mind. I mean, that would blow my mind, because that would be really, really looking into the window of my brain damage way back when. And so they were Apple computers. And this is what I think about the computer systems. If you want to go from A to Z on an Apple computer, you go from A to Z. You can skip all the shit and crap in the middle. You don't need it. On a PC, you go from to go A to Z, you have to go A, B, C, all the way through, however many letters there are in the alphabet, 27, 28, I have no clue. And you have to go through every little buried folder. By the time I got to B, I forgot where I was going. I hate PCs. They're just a part of the defense system. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a hippie. I'm not, you know, I don't live in Berkeley. I'm you know, wear normal shoes, and I hate purple. So I'm not of that. It's just that they are sort of defense system systems. And so they do that apparently well, given we don't have a lot of rockets and missiles crashing in our backyard. So I presume that there's a lot of respect for a PC, but if you've got brain damage, in my mind, you have no business trying to learn on a PC, because all it'll do is frustrate you. You'll think it's you. You'll think it's your memory that is inept, and it's not. An Apple computer is beautiful. It's just, it's got color. Color for a brain injury is spectacular. Color to me means more to me than anything else. It is up on the top of the list, because when I went to law school, I had, what color do you think I colored criminal law? I bet you can guess it was red. So I used a fluorescent red highlighter for criminal law. I used yellow for personal injury. I think I used, what did I use for property, was green, trees, leaves. Okay, we're making sense here. What was blue? Blue, I can't remember what blue was. 13 subjects of law. I'm lucky I remember any of it. As I've said before, I did very well graduating law school. When at one time they said I would never, the professionals said that I would never amount to anything but putting bathroom fixtures in plastic bags on a conveyor belt. And that's what blew my mind. Well, I'm going to tell you how I reacted to that. I think it's somewhere in my back shows. Trying not to repeat. I only have a half hour with you, and I'm trying not to repeat things, but my brain, you know what, hopefully you can appreciate it. Hopefully you're here at Brain Damage Radio because you're either caring for somebody, you're a family member, you're a friend, or you're a survivor like me. Again, this is a tribute to Dorita Stanley from Dorita Stanley Watson, her maiden name, and from Atlanta, Georgia. The Watsons, Hardman family, they're all, we are definitely connected. I have wonderful genes. We have, my ancestry is William Faulkner. I guess maybe that's where my little writing episodes come from, and my publishing and doing what I do is the creative. Would I ever have found that part of me without brain damage? I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, because I think that who I am, and I love my brain damage, talked about last time, is about genuineness. And you have a second time to grow up. You have a second time, maybe a third time, to remanufacture and reframe who you are on this planet. And I'd like for you to go out and kick ass. I'd like for you to go out and be of the best character you can possibly be, and be genuine. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I have brain damage. I don't understand that. What the heck? You know, I will, in any kind of situation, say I have on my Twitter account, I put, you know, you have to do your little profile. I put brain damage screenwriter. I mean, it's embracing my brain damage that has made all the significant changes in my life and allowed me to move forward here and be with you on a radio, blog talk radio show, have a published book. Okay, so let me get to, in case you haven't listened to the other shows, let me get to some housekeeping things before I move on. And then it's kind of interesting, before I do that, you know, I think looking at somebody's desk is art. In preparing for the show, I'm still trying to work on my iMac and get my internet up, and I will figure it out because I'm very smart with computers. I do software, and I do hardware troubleshooting and fixes and really smart that way. This is all stuff I've developed in my pursuit of myself, my higher self. And okay, so at Saturday morning, we got that right. And we have a half hour together. This is totally traumatic brain. And what I like to do is think we are TBI stars. I consider myself a star. I consider you listening a star. My book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. Now, that's my journey of my recovery through romantic poetry. So in my journey to walk and talk, I didn't walk and talk. And people came by the house, neighbors and whatnot came by the house. And this is going back to Hanford, California, where my mother and I were living by ourselves there on Doughty Street. Doughty Street, a main thoroughfare there. And we're living there, and people, neighbors, used to come by. And while I'm remembering, that used to come by and read romantic poetry, or at least poetry. And then my family owned many British, were British, so had many British works of literature, one of them being, and I still have the original book here with me, and it's the Oxford Book of Verse. And I was particularly interested in the tone and the music of the Romantic period. So, and also you could throw Edgar Allan Poe in there, Dream Within a Dream. You can throw that in there as just great, great, magnificent work. It just brings tears to my eyes. It is so profound. So my book, Counting the Days, also profound. Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. Depict some part of that journey, the fact that I am a poet, I think also goes back to those moments. Remember, we're talking about moments that shape your future. My show hopes to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury, to embrace your brain injury, to not be ashamed and not to feel less than, to if you forget something or somebody says, what did you do that for? That was kind of weird. Hey, I have brain damage, you know? That's like, just be cool. I get it. You know, I'll remember it. And then, you know, I have all these little things I do, and I can remember things. Just give me space. Take time out, whatever you need. But be honest about your brain injury. Love it. Love your brain. And I want to work in my life more and to work with your life is to live with less resistance, to embrace the laws of the higher potential. As written by Robert Collier, published in about 1932 or earlier. So we're going to go a little bit back to 1932 today. And to move into a more allowing state of your being. Again, I'm Tyler Stanley, your host. I'm an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI enthusiast. I think you can get why I am an enthusiast, because I celebrate my having brain injury. I love embracing who I am. That doesn't mean I don't wake up scared in the middle of the night and depressed and worried and all of these things. But what I've learned to do is put something more in practice to negate getting into those negative spaces. And that's what I'm talking about here is I have mastered some amount of those principles to share with you. My brain injury has made me who I am, and I have a unique personality. And, you know, I'm kind of eccentric. I attribute that to the brain injury. I'm a little forgetful. I don't know. Maybe I'll have a friend on the radio station, and they can kind of tell you who I am. I know most of my friends say I'm extremely determined. They're very impressed with my ability to master these principles of positive thinking in a way that relates to brain injury. This isn't the principle of everybody out there in the world that's non-brain injured. This is about us. These are principles that I have learned through having brain injury. It's kind of my way, okay? So on the show, this is open chat. Otherwise, I'm just going to present to you things that I think would be of interest to you. and my website. Okay, so these are the things. And this is what led me to believe that somebody's desk could be art, a form of art. And I'd like to share my desk with you. I have a small desk. It's really got a lot of computers on it, Apple computers, all in phases of tinkering. But I also have this wonderful iPad Pro. Oh, my God, I am so in love. And probably the only relationship I'll ever manage. But that's a whole nother principle that I don't do well at. Okay, so my website, my old website is tylerstanley.net. You can go there and look at all the book signings, all the major bookstores. I've done book signings. I'm very, very proud. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the new website that we're building to, because we're moving in now into making a company, a totally traumatic brain world, a TBI Star World, where we're going to have products. I'm going to introduce the calendar I've developed. Long ago, there was a guy who did a calendar, and it was 8 inches thick. I kid you. It was about 4 inches thick. And that was supposedly the TBI organizer. And, oh, my God, I looked at that thing, and it made my brain hurt. I almost had an aneurysm. My brain, my eyes pop out. It was horrible. It just, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. When something hurts your brain, when you're introduced to maybe a lot of dots on a page, I mean, I'll freak out. My brain cannot deal with it. So I'm very careful what I look at. Boy, we could go a lot of places with that. Okay, so by email. You can reach me by email, tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. And we do have a phone number, and I seem to not have that momentarily here on my desk. And anyway, so talking about a desk. Okay, what do I have on my desk? I have this script from 2010, 2012, when I had the show before, and I haven't had time to kind of re-update that. I've got this little cheat sheet that says radio show, and it has the information I just gave you scribbled out in a very cryptic, brain-damaged way. Okay, and then I've got this, it's a 3/16, whatever day that would have been. I did these items. I wanted to talk about candor and genuineness and being a good person and working with your caregiver. You won't have your caregiver forever, so please appreciate your caregiver and communicate with your caregiver, and hopefully they will be a good guide and they will appreciate your whole person and your family. If you're living with family or family is helping you, please, please give back. I remember I used to do little things for my mother to give back when I could water a plant. You know, if I for plants, because she worked two jobs to help me. She was always working and coming home to take care of me, advocating for me 24/7. Making things happen in my life where I would be where I am today. Again, I love you, Mom, the greatest, greatest caregiver in the entire world. So love your caregiver. Embrace that. I found the phone number talking about items on a desk being art. It is 1-844-342-7246. So I have that little thing on another piece of paper. You'd think I could put all these pieces of paper together. I'm in social services, and so I have my calendars that I'm going to put up on our website that you can buy 3 months at a time. These are magnificent for some of the brain injury. They won't hurt your brain, I promise. And then my election mail. I have a card here that whoever input my election information to vote put in it all wrong. My name's wrong. My affiliation is wrong. And then I have some things, and we're running out of time. We might have to go to an hour, but I wanted to finish. I wanted to finish at least reading this poem that I had from last week. If I can get to that again, I'm so happy I'm brain damaged because I have lost track of that. But I will find that next week. I had my, maybe it is intended that I not read that, that I actually, I had my book, my authored book that I wrote in my lap. And when I pulled that out, it was marking the spot. So maybe it's just that I read a little bit of that and we chat a little more. Certainly, I can do all these things next time. Oh, and then as far as my desk goes, and then I have water, coffee, pins everywhere, and then I have my losing. I bought a couple of scratch-offs, and one, I didn't win anything. It's junk, but I'm going to keep it anyway just in case, because with my brain damage, maybe I've got it wrong. Now, here's one, tripling bonus and crossword. Now, that my brain can't do. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this. I already scratched down enough that I think I've kind of ruined this ticket. But what I'd like to do is complain to the California Lottery for this, because make it more brain damage friendly. Because I don't know, my left and my right brain just kind of melt in the middle when I look at something like that. All right, so I'm going to read you a very special poem out of my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain by Tyler Stanley. You can get this at Amazon. We have about 9 minutes left, I think. And I haven't read this for about 6 years. So forgive me if I don't read it quite with the passion and support that I normally would doing a book signing. All right, it's called JVM. Enjoyment is all we've done in 328 days, driving through the sun, a steak running through the heat of joy with the top down. Lasting snowstorms, cold, a flurry held at bay, romantic dinners upon layers of laughter. Cocktails everywhere, fathomed in sand, mountain, or sea, wine tasting on vineyard retreats, flowers bloom. Watching naked in arms twined with lips, sunsets or rises out your bedroom. I am calmed home, so no future known to thee. The gas fire burns while skin heats upon night. Animals clutch sleepily to the comfort of dream. Ocean views span priceless emotions. Paradise nearby is innate to keep. Hugs grip the truth while moments themselves weep. They hold no other sometimes. Smiles run deeper, driving the rail underneath thy heavy fluid. Mostly the innocence of heart says stop, about we lock safely. Hearts kindly dance, unaffected by a traverse in the wind. Wanting trust and sincerity to lie still. Willing to love when thinking not ever to go when inclined to love without fear of breaking harder. A heart more is one not loving. The willingness to avert, of course, run. Openness fair to kind and skin so rare opens again. Barriers will not stand to rise. Tears and laughter to rebuke the weather not lifting. Snow and never cold, my dear. Summer and kisses on shoreline sands, followed by life on its rise to gather up the chemical mix. But what of sun that ate the night, who digested not wanting to? Gifted to tears, yes, I am, and closeness is sadly I loom. Bestowed with depth, I toil on the while imagined. The story of two women, the story is expected, my end. And it was. Here's another one. Survival where dreams are lost. Living for working, working to make a living. Dreams smack the wall over, unconsciously weeping. Hope can only do so much to save the soul, the liquid pool I long to swim endlessly. Unattached to the must-dos, paying the rent, buy food, gas in the car, affording at such cost of time and dreams lost. That one was exactly what the title says, Survival Where Dreams Are Lost. I think that is where people say a lot of bullshit, like follow your heart. Well, I did, and I ended up broke, not knowing kind of what to do, and I took off my normal path of law, and one reason was because I became a caregiver for my mother. She cared for me, and then I was there for her when she had an accident. She was in an accident. It did not affect her brain, but affected many parts of her body, broken bones, and then she went to a renowned surgeon and had hand surgery, and he operated on the wrong hand. You know, these things happen. You can't escape these these things that happen in life that you just have to get over. You can't think that you're singled out. You can't think you have bad luck. You know, we're humans. And believe me, it is not easy. And that's all I can say about that. And if you have brain damage, if you don't embrace it, life will be like bumper cars. You'll be going around just bumping into shit. You will not be able to get out of that bumper car hitting the walls routine. You've got to break out of that. And the best way I know to do that is by using principles of higher thought. And so with the loss of, you know, what I wanted to finish as far as the 1932 Collier, and that is, you know, his biggest principle and the one that I embrace, and it's worked for me. And when we do the book, you'll understand that better. But it's my book, not his book. He didn't create the I Am book. I did sort of through other people's work that I believe in. But you do want to be very, very conscious of your principles and what you're doing. And I've never been able to, like, do yoga because I can't sit still long enough. But I have learned to discipline my brain and to send those missiles of desire at my dream, at my goals. So that's the whole thing, is firing up, as from Collier's writing in 1932 and the book The Law of the Higher Potential and How to Get What You Want. That's as thick as a Bible, and it's fabulous. And it also is on audio tape through, I think, Hay House still might have that. So Louise Hay, so it's just you using these principles, just all principles, is all just about being positive. And not letting those things that we all have to endure, you know, not enough money to pay the rent, fright, a worry, all of those things are very negative. And so what is my favorite word for myself is that, you know, it's struggle is the anti-potential. I feel like I'm almost trying to say the Antichrist or something, but it is not the Antichrist. Don't want to get anybody confused out there. Just tone-wise, it kind of sounds similar. But what it is struggle is anti-positiveness. It is anti-potential. So what you want to do is you want to move towards potential. You want to know what your potential is. Many times doctors are always telling us what's wrong. Well, that's your job. It's like lawyering. When I was a lawyer, I would get a criminal case in the district attorney's office. And what I would do is I would break down what was the breaking of the law, what was wrong. That was my job, to ID those things. And so that's a doctor's job, to tell you what's wrong and then give you ideas or make recommendations as how to solve that. But that's not where you want to be, okay? That's not where you want to be. So we're running out of time here. I will see you next Saturday morning, and I will attempt to be a little more organized with my reading. But, you know, I kind of like it this way. I'm enjoying the aspect of just kind of chatting with you, like you were here in my living room. And so I think a work of art is anything that you look at. I think my desk is a work of art. I think your desk, why don't you look at your desk? Why don't you look around your room or look around where you are, if that's your space, and look at what you have there. That tells you a lot about who you are. Do you have pens and pencils? Do you have paper? Do you have a good organizer? Do you do coffee? Do you have a sticky notes? Are you using color for compensation? Do you have, you know, favorite things? I have a favorite thing here. Someday I'll tell you what this is. I have favorite things. So embrace your favorite things. Have a lovely day. Thank you. And we're off. Till next week.